Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on the journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "What you can be good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments, you shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away, sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them, in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then, who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For a human being it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. What's amazing? What is impossible for man is possible for God. St. Francis come from a rich family, but he, with the grace of God, he offered everything to the poor, go back to his father, and he just lived a simple life. It's the grace of God. Each one of us, we may tell Jesus, "We are not rich." But a richness, not only material goods, also include our thoughts, our behavior towards others, many times our pride. We do not accept other people, we cannot forgive other people. To follow Jesus, even this, you have to give up. Have an open heart, let the heart of Jesus forgive. Always forgiving. Always do the will of God. Many times we attach to little things. Many times we do not spend the time to pray. And this, all these things hinder our way to the Lord. Tell Jesus we want to follow him. Tell Jesus that you want to open your heart. Let him come into our heart and let him live in us. Telling him, only you we trust.